It's a...
We're being recorded. We're recording the Parasha of Pinchas, section 103, and in the beginning of your new moons. I'm doing Pinchas this week, or maybe different aspects, because the Devarim has no revealed the Zohar. Because, as you read in my email, Devarim, we need the energy of raw naked power without any vessel, to physical vessel to limit it. So it needs to be concealed. And Rabbi Berg of the Kabbalah Center revealed that Rabbi Ashlag had taught that the portion of Devarim is revealed in Balak, but I never heard which verses and which sections of Balak relate to Devarim. So, but I kind of feel it's appropriate, as we're getting into the holidays, that I'm going to start teaching the Zohars on the holidays. And this section 103 is being taught by Moshe, who is known as the faithful shepherd, Reaya Mehemna. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kononei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kononeihu. Verse 684. Uvra Sheichat Sheichem Inun Yaakov Yosef Ele Toldot Yaakov Yosef Dimchate Al Sihara Ashkachna V'Sifra Techanoch de'amar, kima divrosh, chodesh de'itakiat, sihara li'it karba, bevala itzterich, lemahev, lesitra achara, ulaka hada behahu, zinadila of, han enun. It's to recut Leita Bashata de Itakiat Leit Karva Bevala Lemecha Hulaka Hadalisa Behahuzina Dila. And in the beginnings, the Hebrew word is literally heads, or roshay. In the beginning, or the heads of your new moons, the word heads is written in the plural, referring to Jacob and Joseph, namely Zeranpin and Yesod. As it is written, these are the generations of Jacob, Joseph, that renew the moon which is Malchut. I have found in the book of Hanoch that he said that just as on the first day of the month, the moon, which is Malchut, is purified to come close to her husband, Zeranpin, so must one portion be given to the other side, and from the same type as the other side, namely a goat. So also the woman, whom she, when she is purified for her husband, one portion must be given to the other side, and from its own type. This verse is really talking about the negative system and the positive system, and how they're all intertwined and unified together. And that in order to come close to Hashem, one needs to give a sacrifice. And in order for the woman to come close to her husband after her impurity, she needs to give a sacrifice. Verse 685. Umanihu hahu hulaka tufracha betinufa dilchon uzer ameresh disha'ara begindva'a leisraka Resha ulach rakha Lom da bada vilaya zil avatrahu sitra bisha liavasha la it parash mina bekol sitrin umata avid. Excuse me. Mehahu shara utufrin levatar divak viditach rinik lon kachada itzterich leancha lon beatar dila avrin taman bene nasha o bego horin tatayin dachatzera Betagniz lon taman. And what is that portion that the woman has to give to the other side? It is the fingernails with their dirt and a little of the ends of her hair, for she has to comb her head and tie them together to give them to the other side. And then that evil side will not go after her to harm her, but will leave her alone from all sides. And what does she do with those hairs and nail clippings? After she has bound them together, she has to place them where people do not pass by, or in holes in the bottom of the yard, and conceal them there. What's being described is what the religious Orthodox Jewish women do when they go to the mikveh. There are 10 steps that they do in preparation for their purification of immersing in the mikveh. And 2 of those steps is cutting their fingernails and clipping their hair. And then they bind the 2 together and make a concentrated donation to the negative side. And then they need to find... In modern ages, many of them flush it down the toilet, but that's not a recommended process because these items are extremely negative. These items have taken on the judgment of the period of their period, so to speak, the time of their period, the judgment involved in their life at that time. And that's the energy that these items have taken upon themselves. And if they were just discarded on the street, elsewhere in the Zohar it says that if a pregnant woman is crossing over some nail clippings, it's quite possible she will miscarry. God forbid. Verse 686. I really should comment on that because it sounds a little superstitious, doesn't it? But is it superstition if it's a valid issue of energy? And my opinion is it's not superstition. And actually my opinion is that all of these superstitions have an element, a kernel of truth that needs to be researched and understood vis-a-vis the spiritual laws. Verse 686. Viod uvrashe chad shechem amru rabbanan umatanitin dekad havo mekachin yarchin alpi beit din havo masin mashuot berashe hecharim Vachavo amrin kazerae v'kekedaesh kadesh v'zimnin sichara havat kegavna dahava mistachla le'ela bekarnaha uzimna mistachla le'tata Kegavna dala zimnin mistachla bemizrach Uzimnin, uzimna, mistachla letata, begavna dal zimnin, mistachla bemizrach, bekegavna dal zimnin, lemearav begavna dal zimnin, ledarom uzimnin letzafon. Vahayhu istachlota dilalashit sitrin Rikalilon tiferet dihu vav Gedula gevura tiferet netzach vehod yesod. Again, and in the beginning of your new moons, the sages of the Mishnah said, when the new moon used to be sanctified, according to the court, flares used to be kindled on the tops of the mountains, and they used to say, sanctify it the way you see it. The moon would be shaped thus, and in the verse here it's showing the letter Kaf, which is a half moon, but it's showing it upside down. Sometimes with the beams facing upwards, like that picture, and sometimes so, with the beams facing down, the arms facing down. Sometimes to the east, and sometimes to the west. Thus, the Kaf sometimes to the south, and sometimes to the north. And this is its facing in six directions. That of Tiferet, which is a large Vav, encompasses, namely, greatness, Givura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. Greatness, which is Hesed, is facing the south, and it's looking to the north, is Givura. To the east is Tiferet, and to the west is Yesod. There's a big secret in this verse. I understand it, because the word greatness is a word that used to describe the Sefirah of Chesed. That was the way they used to think of Chesed, as Gadol, greatness. And then in the modern version, since the Ari, they speak of Hesed as Chesed, as loving kindness. But what this is saying, when we announce the new moon verbally, and we investigated with witnesses of the new moon, we literally question, what did they see? And if you've ever seen a new moon, it's a little sliver. That's, you know, it's like rounded, a little sliver that's just the edge of the moon. And that little sliver looks like the letter Kaf. But the letter Kaf created the sun. So it's really a strange idea here in unifying the moon and the sun. And it also is saying, sanctify it the way you see it, which means that there are differences in the month, in the energy of the month from one year to the next. If a moon is that new moon looking like the Kaf? Is it upside down? Is it a right side up? Is it to the left, to the right? Any of the six directions. That's not really expressed in here, but it's certainly hinted in this verse. Verse 687.
Nikuda nenagid ale milgo hi chachma vehahi ichut tiascher ala ihu keter vehahi nikuda Ihu bezimnin atara. Uzimnin kase kise. Lemehatav. Ale lezimnin shiraf. Shiraf raf. Vechadom raglav.
The point that is drawn in the moon, which is Malchut, from the inside, is Chachma. And the line that circumvents the moon is Keter. And as a rule, that point, which is Malchut, is sometimes a crown for Zerampin. In the secret of the verse, a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. And sometimes a throne for Zerampin to sit upon, and yet other times a footstool for his feet of Zerampin. And these are different metaphors that the Kabbalists have used to describe Malchut, the Sephirah of Malchut. And it's also following just after this verse showing the Kaf in different, pointing in different directions. The footstool can be looked at. The Kaf can be looked at as a footstool. It can be looked at as a throne. So it's the same metaphor indicating different directions associated. Verse 688.
V'yamayit kariyat levana al shem libun tachalaka. Dehi melgo kol bevuda bat melech penima uvesha divina dinachitala ihi midlabenat viraza demila imiyu hataechem kashanim kasheleg Yalbinu umay dachavat Adonai dina sumaka Bigvura detaman Bina it labenat Mistira techesed denat tamin Chachma v'it hadrat yedovad.
He asks, why is Malchut called moon? Literally, Lavana, meaning white. He answers, it is named after the clarification, the whitening of the halakha. Namely, it is named after Chachma of the right side that clarifies the halakha, which is Malchut, that is called halakha. For Chachma is from within Malchut. In the secret of the verse, the king's daughter is all glorious within. And she is whitened in the fire of Bina that descends upon her. And the secret of the matter is to be found in the verse, through your sins be like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And whereas she was called Adonai, the letters of which rearranged spell Dina, which is Aramaic for judgment, which is read with Gevurah, namely with the left column. Where Bina is, she becomes whitened by the side of Chesed, where Chachma is, and returns to the name of Yudke Vavke, which is mercy. This verse is pointing us back to the different directions of the new moon and which Sephirah it's related to and how that's all related to different aspects and modifying the energy of the moon. It's really very interesting and will be very meaningful within the science of astrology. If we were to return to, as it should be done, now that we're back in the land of Israel, we have the ability to declare the new moons rather than calculate the new moons. And even in the calculation of the new moons, I've never heard that anybody could calculate which direction the new moon shape would appear. So I would be very interested in finding out, and perhaps I'll write to the people who do this in Israel, who are trying to bring back the declaration of the new moon, and ask them to relate it to this verse in the Zohar, so we would have the information. Verse 689. Tzadikim geburim tesichara mesidra de'etz hadat tovera ihi kalifa dilei hashuva im beharet shichora hi yetzer hara shivcha ushfala Einena vehi keha veleit la midila elahahu ut tedahir badihu livad la belelia dehi galuta vitavar mine mi bimama Dehu alma deate deve, vizarcha lachem yire, shemi shemesh tzedaka, umarpe biknafeha. And what is the cause of Malchut's changing from judgment to mercy? This is the completely righteous. For the moon, which is Malchut, is from the side of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Its klipa is darkness, that is, if it is a bright black spot, which is the evil inclination, which is a handmaid, about whom it is said, and it be lower, but be somewhat dimmer. And Malchut has nothing of her own, but only that thread that gives her light, this being the secret of the thread of Chokmah, of the left side without Chasadim, which is her main structure. But its light is as thin as a thread, because it cannot illuminate without Chasadim, for it accompanies it during the nighttime, which is the exile. In the secret of the verse, she rises also while it is yet night, and leaves it during the day. For the day is the time of the rule of the Chasadim of Zeranpin, and Chokmah of the left side is unable to rule by day. For daytime is the light of Chesed of the world to come, which is Bina, in which, but to you who fear my name, the Sun of Righteousness shall rise, and healing in its, with healing in its wings. I'm not sure of the meaning of this verse. I'm getting some hints, but it's really not clear. Verse 690. Aval sichara de'etz ha'chaim ha'hi nekudal dilgav minayihi b'mabua dileit lei b'saf diktiv Ba'uk motza mayim asher lo yikaskubu me'mav di'it kariat ayelet achavim mesitra dechesed
Dechainu Ahavat Olam Ahavticha Alkein Hashachticha Chesed V'tutrein Karnayin It Lamin Dehora Kegavna Dal Zimnin Ha'achat Kaboha Min Hashevnit Kegavna Dal Zimnin Dkaranim Inun Shavin Al Kain Reaya Mehemna. But at that point that is within the moon, which is Malchut, that is from the side of the tree of life, which is there on Pin. It is the secret of Chokmah, the right side, which is Chesed, and is as a never-ceasing spring, because it is drawn down from supernal Abba, and Mima by way of Zeron Pin, whose union is never-ending, and about which it is written, like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. And it is called a living hind from the side of Chesed, which is love. This being as it is written, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore I have remained true to you. Love being the secret of Chesed, and it has two beams from the light. Thus the Kaf is pointing upwards, and sometimes but one was higher than the other. A verse from Daniel, thus it's pointing upward, but a little bit more to the left side, and at other times they are equal. Also giving some clear hints back to the way the new moon appears, because that reflection of that light can be anywhere around the 360 degrees of the circle. And therefore, the leg, what we call the leg, would be, in one case, it would be higher or lower. It would be pointing, you know, northeast or south or northwest. And all of these different issues are being described in this section of the Zohar. Any questions or comments? Because this is the end of the section.
I think it's a great class. I think you presented everything very well. I don't understand the relationship between the Zohar Devarim and the passage or the parsha in the Torah Devarim, which doesn't talk much about new moons, or I don't think mentions that at all. Can you explain that?
Well, I'm not real clear on your question, but let me start talking to explain what I think you're asking and clarify as I go along if I'm directing it properly or not.
There was an interruption in the line, so please.
Okay. The Torah is broken into 54 sections called parashiot, or parasha in the singular. And every week we read a portion from the parashiot, one section of the Torah. Now, in other synagogues and other standards, they read the whole Torah over 3 years, so they're only reading one-third of that portion. But even so, they change to a new portion every week and read a third of that new portion. So it's consistent, the same pattern of energy in the portion is what is being read, because as the Kabbalists have taught us, the reading of the portion of the Torah is providing the protection shield for the energy that comes into the universe that week. Now, the Zohar is considered
the inner essence, the soul of the Torah itself. And therefore, it needs to be related to the energy that's coming into the universe. And that's what the Zohar teaches us about the parasha. So the Zohar is also divided into these 54 parashiyot. But not all of the parashiyot have been commented on. There's four or five, I haven't counted them, parashiyot where the Zohar has not been printed. It's not been translated, and to my knowledge, is not even in the Hebrew. And there's a reason for that, based on the energy of what's involved. Now, I hope that answered your question.
Yes.
Okay. So the portion of Devarim, which has no light of its own, because it represents the book of Devarim, represents the Malchut in the frame of the Tanakh, in the frame of the Chumash. Bereshit is Keter, Exodus is Chokhmah, Leviticus is Bina, Numbers is Zeranpin, and Devarim is Malchut. Malchut has no light of its own, therefore there's no inner essence to be revealed. But of course that means that God isn't present, and that's not true. And so this is where we have all of this discussion that I've alluded to in my emails and in other places.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I will speak to you another time. I hope you have a beautiful evening.
You too.